the 9th of July, 2021. And by the way, the virus has still not been isolated. Arizona, folks, is absolutely 100% pivotal. Extremely crucial. We've talked a lot about the vaccine. We've talked a lot about the coronavirus, the control of virus. It's very important. But we don't want to distract away from how extremely crucial Arizona is. It really is ground zero for restoring freedom in the United States of America. I mean that. I say that not for hyperbole, not for shock value, but really, folks, I say that with the utmost sincerity, with a sense of urgency that compares with nothing I've really felt in recent times. And Arizona can be won. We can experience a victory in Arizona that will absolutely stop fraud across the whole country, restore our constitutional republic to a fair system where you actually really do count, where your decision matters when it comes time for us to send elected representatives to positions of power, to influence and authority. These people that are supposed to be representing us, they work for us. We can remind them of that, and we can return to a system that truly gives power back to the people. So many people feel hopeless right now. I can understand that. I empathize with that sentiment. But being overwhelmed by a successful bought and paid for PSYOP, that's really where we are. We're witnessing a smear campaign planned by globalists, perpetuated by the media. It's nothing more than strategy. Strategy to force your surrender. It's designed to make you feel like it's all lost. And really, nothing could be further from the truth. You see, deep state Democrats, establishment pillars of corruption, have their fingers so deep into this process. It's alarming, but they're panicking, and that's why. We can see it on the surface. But what we actually see, what's reported on, is only a fraction of the unreported, the covered up, the hidden and buried tactics, the money funneling into, say, radio paid advertising smears, pushing propaganda style attacks to fuel this Democrat agenda. And the lengths that these radical progressives will go to the approach, to the anti-freedom campaign that truly supports the insertion of communism into this country, the efforts to squash your will, to snuff you out, to bully and intimidate canvassers, volunteers, to disenfranchise voters, the devices, the maneuvers, the system, the plan, the techniques, the entire campaign of the globalists is now being used in Arizona to taint these efforts and completely halt what's happening to audit the vote in that state, to discredit the method so that other states will be less likely to fight, leading to a full surrender and total complete control for the cabal, complete subservience from you. We know what that leads to. It leads to human trafficking, pedophilia, bankruptcy-level illegal immigration, dangerous drugs, violent insurgents instigating the destruction of major cities, riots, arson, looting. We've seen it all. The targeting of our nation's police officers, lockdowns, mandates. The list goes on and on. Now, Arizona is on the cusp of a couple of really big wins. And all of those things will completely go away when the audit is revealed, the virus included. And Senate seats being held onto by Democrats need to be flipped, must be flipped, to America First candidates that believe in the values that support a strong constitutional republic. And to support the importance of Arizona, let me just tell you, one of those winnable seats happens to be in the state of Arizona. The Senate is split 50-50 right now. We know what happened in Georgia. Democrats are fighting with every fiber in their being, exhausting every single resource, being funded by the ruling class elites, backed by big tech, in bed with big pharma. They have the support of the fake news media, which makes it seem like all of the chips are stacked against us and against Republicans. But these seats are absolutely winnable. And it's so incredibly important, crucial, really, that America First real Republicans see victory so that we can hold on to our country. It really is quite that simple and so very important. For our kids' sake, I cannot overstate the importance of Arizona. So let's take a look at this. Mark Kelly currently holds the Arizona Senate seat that he's looking to hold on to in the upcoming election. It's approaching quickly. And he's pulling out all of the stops. There's a machine behind him, which is likely why he was able to take that seat in the first place. But let's look at the numbers first, then we'll get to the machine. So Mark Kelly defeated Martha McSally by 2.4%. What does that mean in numbers? That means 78,806 votes. Now, it's been widely reported that over 200,000 ballots are suspected to be illegitimate, making 78,000 well within the margin of that alleged fraud. So how could a campaign that's riddled with anti-police rhetoric legitimately pull off such a victory in a state that overwhelmingly favors law and order and widely supports the cops? It doesn't make sense. And it isn't as if the campaign tried to hide the lack of respect that it has for our nation's heroes. As a matter of fact, the campaign boasted about it right out in the wide open. A Mark Kelly staffer tweeted about Chicago police officers calling them all, quote, worthless effing pigs. I mean, come on. So the 2020 election is widely disputed by Americans and global citizens around the world. Huge support for President Donald Trump. Everybody knows what this thing really was. There are so many obvious discrepancies that lead so many Americans to believe that 2020 was a, quote, sham, a rigged election, a stolen election, a coup d'etat, political assassination. These are all among the descriptions widely used to describe what really happened. And it's oftentimes mentioned and speculated frequently by level-headed pundits that 2016 was supposed to be all set up for Hillary. But that Trump crushed the design with an unexpected, overwhelming number of votes. They just couldn't pull it off. Now, that's despite Hillary and Bill Clinton raising $1.4 billion. Billion with a B. $1.4 billion. That number is according to Time magazine. So we know that money is the machine, and the machine is full speed ahead behind Mark Kelly in Arizona, who was a $100 million candidate, and that narrowly slipped into that seat by the numbers we illustrated as being well within the margin of that suspected fraud. And the machine doesn't just get funded because people really believe in a noble cause, preaching from their soapbox of love and humanity. Come on. Nepotism is among the most likely reasons that candidates get pushed into their campaigns, propped up, in a sense, as the friendly face for the evil that ultimately controls them. We see it in the White House now. Joe Biden is a complete puppet owned by the CCP, among other people, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Soros, etc. Mark Kelly is married to Gabby Giffords. We all remember her. She's the former United States Congresswoman that survived a heinous attempt at her life, which then resulted immediately in endless funding across the nation, state houses everywhere, all backed by former mayor and elitist billionaire Mike Bloomberg. That funding was designed ultimately to pull your lawfully owned guns from your grip. She's a huge gun Nazi. These people literally want to ban guns in the United States. Literally. Money is power. Power is control. The billionaires that are directly tied to the Clintons, the same people that defended the Clintons, remember the email scandals, all of those, the elites we refer to as globalists on this program all the time, are the exact people who back Mark Kelly, who represent Mark Kelly, who allow Mark Kelly to be the bully on the playground. And all of that money and power is what allows them not only to cheat, but to try to snuff out anyone that reports these truths backed by fact, by evidence, by photographs. Mark Kelly is, by definition, the Arizona face of the cabal. And that cabal is now after a truth reporting platform similar in nature to this one called National File. Mark Kelly filed a lawsuit against that independently funded medium-sized news source. Now, the law firm that's representing Mark Kelly, wait for it, is none other than Perkins Coie. Now, we know Perkins Coie has been exposed. I mean, they had direct involvement in trying to oust President Trump with a manufactured, bought and paid for lie that we now know as the Steele dossier. That law firm helped to facilitate those controversial reports that have now been debunked as hoax. And Mark Elias, who's a partner with Perkins Coie, is the one who hired a Washington, D.C. firm called Fusion GPS to spy on Trump, trying to prove manufactured lies about the president's ties to the Russian government. Fusion GPS, in turn, hired Christopher Steele, the British intelligence officer who compiled the fake dossier paid for by the Clintons, falsely alleging that the Kremlin was somehow trying to assist the Trump campaign. It was all lies. And those lies were meant to unseat a duly elected president by the very people that are now tied directly to Mark Kelly in the aforementioned lawsuit aimed at National File for reporting, listen to this, that Mark Kelly dressed up as Hitler, mustache and all. And we're going to get to that picture. Mark Elias, who represented the Biden campaign and the DNC in dozens of post-election lawsuits aimed at thwarting, completely destroying statewide recounts, has led the charge in trying to bully National File in the same way that they're trying to bully you. You see, they use money, they use power. They try to drain the resources of what they look at as the small guy. But National File is not interested in settling. We're joined now by Tom Papert with National File. He's their chief editor. Tom, take us through this. First of all, this picture. What is this picture that spurred and started and fired up Mark Kelly, prompted Mark Elias, prompted Perkins Coie, the deep state cabal in getting involved with coming after National File?
Well, Stu, thanks for having me on. And it's, of course, a yearbook photo that is from his 1980s yearbook. I mean, that is beyond anybody questioning that. And frankly, in my mind, there's no questioning of what that photo shows. And immediately, he had a million statements from so-called classmates, these people who he probably hasn't seen in 25, 30 years, who were willing to come forward and speak on his behalf. But the speed that he did this indicates to me that the media was working with him. He knew that this was around and he knew that this was going to come out. Then they, of course, launched this lawsuit that you're describing using Perkins Coie, the Hillary Clinton law firm. He did such a fantastic job describing it because they needed headlines. This was days before the 2020 election and they needed headlines saying that Mark Kelly is fighting back against this ragtag outlet run by a bunch of 20 and 30 somethings that is out here kicking ass and taking names. And so that immediately came forward. It took a while for the process to get to the point where we were served and we were moving forward. Now we are entering discovery against Perkins Coie, this Hillary Clinton law firm. As you said, in fact, the top lawyer on the case beyond Mark Elias, who is the top lawyer for the firm, but the top lawyer on the case is actually the same exact lawyer who bailed Hillary Clinton out of her bathroom email scandal and went to Congress to go to do exactly that. I mean, you cannot make this up. And as you said, Mark Kelly knows, or he has to know, surely the man is not an imbecile, that this is going to be politically damaging. He is not a newly elected senator in the sense that he now has 6 years to look forward to. He is filling the seat originally vacated by John McCain. It was given to Martha McSally for a year or so. And now, of course, with 2020, we all know what happened in 2020. As you said, up to 200,000 votes are believed by many, including experts, to have been faked in that election. It's just in Arizona alone. If that happens, so who knows if Mark Kelly even won in 2020? As we move into 2022, he's going to be haunted by this lawsuit that he initiated, unless he dismisses it, in which case, full victory for National File, and if not. I very much look forward to walking into a courtroom 1 or 2 or maybe at the very most 3 months before Arizona voters are going to go to the polls. And believe me, we are going to make sure everybody in that state knows the scandal that you just mentioned, where one of his aides was saying the police are effing pigs and worthless. We are going to make sure the people of Arizona and this country know every single scandal that Mark Kelly has ever been involved in. It's going to be on billboards. It's going to be on every single medium you can imagine. And there is absolutely no way that the globalist cabal, this machine, is going to be able to pull off another steal in 22 like they did in 20.
Okay, so everything that you just said kind of answers my next question, which was, how does this impact Joe Blow voter? You know, how does this make a difference to Nancy or Sally or John that are going to vote? And you just said that because this guy is the definition of the face of the cabal. I mean, he is directly tied to the Clinton machine, directly tied to Perkins Coie, directly tied to the very people who lied and paid for fake documentation to try to oust a duly elected president. That is who Mark Kelly is. Now, what about this picture, this picture of him dressed as Hitler? This is what, or allegedly dressed as Hitler. This is what apparently spurred this lawsuit. Now, I'm looking at this picture. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of him right here on the screen. I mean, this looks an awfully lot like him. The jawline is the same. The facial features are the same. I mean, there's some hidden things here with the hairline. But of course, a lot of people do that when they have early age balding, things like that. But now, since this thing has come to fruition, or since this thing landed on the desk of National File, since the heavy hand of the deep state has come down to try to crush and intimidate and bully you like they do to all of us Americans, how long has this thing been going on? Very quickly, how long has this been going on?
Since October, I believe it was 23rd, and now here we are almost a full year
later. Okay, and in that time of almost a full year later, have you been able to get any discovery?
That's what we're entering right now. So we're very much looking forward to it. The first wave of subpoenas have been sent out, and I think that it's going to make for a very, very fun and fascinating trial.
So who's been trying to stall this? Who's been dragging this out? Has it been National File, or has it been Perkins Coie and Mark Kelly?
You know, part of this, and I think that this is their own COVID scam working against them, and I can't go into all the specifics as much as I would love to because it is a hilarious story, but I do think that some of the COVID scam has caused them to have delays, and it has caused mail to be delayed, and it has caused basic functions of society to be screwed up because the federal government and in Arizona, Doug Ducey and all facets of the Arizona government bought into the COVID scam. They have now almost politically shot themselves in the foot with it, and it's rather funny. I will say that if I were Mark Kelly, or if I were the members of the cabal who are running him, who really pull the strings over there like a marionette, I would not want to be deposed. I would not want to go to trial. I would not want any of this to happen 2 or 3 months before my first real election. If we assume and have a little mental exercise and say that 2020 might not have been totally
right. Has there been
right.
any communication between Mark Kelly and National File recently that gives you any indication of where Perkins Coie, Mark Kelly intend to go with this? Do they want this to go to trial? Do they want this discovery coming out?
Nothing I can release publicly, Stu, but if I were them, I would certainly be thinking twice about it. And if I were National File, I mean, look, the whole game here is they just want to run us out of the bank. They want to make sure that we cannot afford to keep this thing going forward. And so it's a game of chicken. Can we afford to keep paying our lawyers and keep the lights on here in the studio?
And that is the answer right there. That is the exact answer that I was looking for, because this is what these people are doing to you and to this entire audit process. They are trying to, look, they defund the police. They are trying to run everything out of money that represents any law and order in this country so that there is complete lawlessness. Lawlessness, or the absence of the rule of law, is what is necessary for a totalitarian or authoritarian regime to reign in power. You get rid of lawlessness by squashing people out, removing funding from the police that actually do care, forcing a mass exodus of really good cops, letting cities burn without any repercussion, jailing political opponents, as we see 530 of them are still in prison right now, rotting in solitary confinement for a peaceful gathering that was these people were ushered in by people dressed as police officers posing as law enforcement. This is what they need. And the way that they get it is by squashing you, by draining your resources, and they're doing it. This is why this story makes a difference to you, Joe Blow, John Blow, Jane Blow. That is why you, the voter, need to demand that people like Mark Kelly, you need to do everything in the world that you can to make sure that people like Mark Kelly first, he's got to go. But then around the country, people like him, because there are many, some of which claim to be Republicans, and some of which are even under the umbrella of America First, trying to hijack that because they see that it has steam. People want American victory. People desire America First. People love freedom. People love liberty. People hate the control and compliance. They are widely rejecting it. There is all kinds of hesitancy about masking and vaccines and lockdowns and mandates. We have seen what it does to an economy. We know that's the plan of the Democrats. In order to do this, they must first shock you, then they normalize the shock, and then communism is inserted. And at the hands of the helm are people like Mark Kelly. He's right there, backed by the Clintons, backed by Perkins Coie, in bed with the very same people that tried to unseat a duly elected president. That is Mark Kelly. He is the face of that movement, and it has to be stopped. So this lawsuit should be absolutely followed by everybody and it should be widely broadcast in every circle that you are in, that the reason why this lawsuit exists in the first place is not because that picture that allegedly depicts Mark Kelly as Hitler isn't him, but it's because he doesn't want the truth to be exposed. And sources like this one, which are mirrored by sources like the National File, are going to continuously be discredited, targeted by fact checkers and the fake news media as the strong arm of the cabal tries to deplatform the truth by using money to squash us like bugs, thinking that we are the little people. But in this big country, remember, we are the majority. And do not allow that to happen. Now, if somebody, Tom Papert, really quickly, I got to get out of here, wants to back the efforts of the independently funded smaller news source called National File and to help you with the funds for this lawsuit, is there some sort of a crowdfunding or some sort of a way that people can help financially if they have the means to do so?
So the easiest way to do it is to go to givesendgo.com/nationalfile and pitch in as however much you were able to today. It would be extraordinarily helpful. We will win this fight and we will take Arizona back. And with Arizona goes the Senate. And with Arizona, in my opinion, goes the country. It's going to be a very fun fight. I am looking forward to this every day I wake up. And I think that this is going to be the most fun I've ever had. We just need your support to make it happen. And I do want to stress, Stu, just like the Stu Peters show, just like Red Voice Media, we are independently funded. We do not have anybody from Big Pharma giving us money that then we can't talk about the vaccines. We don't have anybody from the Chamber of Commerce giving us money that then we can't talk about the illegal immigration and the stolen election. We are completely supported by our viewers who donate to us and who read our articles and share them. That is the sole source of funding in National File. So your support means a lot. Thank you so much, Stu.
Of course. Thank you. Tom Papert, National File. Coming up next, Deanna Lorraine, as the Stu Peters Show continues. Hey, it's Stu Peters for my great friends over at Step On Socks. And when I say great friends, I really do mean it. I have personally come to know the founders at steponsocks.com, and I know them to be flesh and blood, dyed in the wool, 100% the quintessential definition of patriot. These socks you can trust are 100% Patriot design. They are 100% cotton. They are 100% high quality. They are red, white, and blue. They are a three-pack for just $17.76. What is a step-on sock? A step-on sock gives you a sense of satisfaction. You can step on the snakes all day long that are trying to step on you. The names of the globalists, Biden, Obama, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Clinton, their names are all printed on the bottom of these socks. I wish I would have thought of this. I mean, this is the perfect idea. Hat tip to steponsocks.com. Plus, the new Trader Joe is available over at steponsocks.com. You're going to love the Trader Joe, as well as the one that I think was designed for me, designed with me in mind for sure. Step On Fake News. That one is also available at steponsocks.com, who has diversified. They do have flags there, Second Amendment flags. They do have silver, a great explanation of why they're selling silver, why they're dabbling in silver. That is available over at steponsocks.com. And I am the only person on the face of the planet within my sock drawer, untouched, unworn yet, the brand new sock that you guys are going to absolutely flip out about. It's coming. But if you haven't been to steponsocks.com, get there right now. Go to steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. We have her every day for a segment called Shots Fired. She is the best-selling author of the book Taking Back America. You can find that book at DeannaLorraine.com. Deanna Lorraine joins us now for Shots Fired. Huge event upcoming this weekend. She wouldn't tell me any of the details, but she says it's incredibly important. Deanna, what do you have going on?
Yeah, so this event going on, well, first of all, while we're over fussing about the Delta variant and the trans issues and BLM issues, the orchestrators of all of these issues and COVID themselves, which is Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all of these elites, they are meeting this weekend for a huge Davos-sized event. And this event is called Operation Polygon, Cyber Polygon. So this is huge. We all know, well, you should know by this point, about Operation Event 201, which happened right before the COVID pandemic, right before the first cases of COVID got released, right? So the same players, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, Johns Hopkins, Bill Gates, et cetera, they all met to war game this coronavirus. And then lo and behold, a month later, coronavirus begins. And they said, oh, it was just us wargaming and practicing something, and how weird and coincidental that it just got released. But no, so we know that these people, these elites, they wargame what they're about to unleash on the rest of the world. And it's very sophisticated. The World Economic Forum and these same elites have been doing this for years. They do this. That's what they do. So this weekend is a really significant event. It's called Cyber Polygon. And what it is they're wargaming a cyber attack throughout the world that they say is going to be 10 times greater the effect than COVID-19 has been on the world as far as its disastrous effects. And this, it's going to be cyber attacks that are going to break down supply chains, break down whole industries, rail systems, food industries. Of course, they're gearing up to starve us so that we can eat those worms and Bill Gates plant-based meat. But they've been preparing for this for a while. All of these cyber attacks do, you know, the cyber attack on the meat industry, the cyber attack on the automobile industry, all of these cyber attacks that people think was just, oh, it was just the Russians, this Russian hit group. No. They have been gearing up for this. They have been false flags planned by these exact same orchestrators so that they could gear us up for this great big cyber attack that they're going to unleash on the world and literally shut down the internet and break down our systems so that we can starve, we don't have power. And of course, it's also that we can be dependent on the government and they can unleash and bring in the Great Reset that much faster. It's really diabolical. And this weekend, it starts today, they're all meeting to talk about it.
Do we know where they're meeting?
I think they're meeting in Germany, but I need to double check on that. And we know, we need to know, recognize that these are the same exact players. And these cyber attacks are huge. You know, they keep saying, talking about these ransomware attacks and these cyber attacks, how this is sort of the thing of the future. It's not a thing of the future. It's them orchestrating the future. They want us to get used to it, and they're priming us up for it. And by the way, who is Klaus Schwab? Who is this guy? Have you ever looked into him? Klaus Schwab is one of the leaders. He's the orchestrator of this Great Reset and the orchestrator of COVID-19. And if you actually look up this guy, because I've done a lot of deep digs on him, he's an 83-year-old German man who is the founder of the World Economic Forum. And he's been on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group. Okay. He's won recently in 2018, he won the China Reform Friendship Award, which, if you don't know what that is the People's Republic of China, an award they give a person who has helped to improve China's status and prosperity in the world and their economy in the world. So, and not only that, but he's also been knighted by Japan and won some sort of big knights awards from Japan and China. And he goes on and on. You can do a deep dig into him. He's also the creator of the book and the author of the book, The Great Reset. He's authored the book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, the book, COVID-19 and The Great Reset. And now he's authoring this next book, which is the bioengineering attack. And again, by him authoring these books, it's not just him authoring these books. He's the engineer behind this plan. This World Economic Forum, they're part of gearing these events up. They're the ones that orchestrate events. He's not just some guy that's like Confucius, that's some psychic that says, hey, we're going to have this great reset in this future. We're going to have this fourth industrial revolution where we're going to lean off of meat or we're going to be forced into cities. He's not a psychic. He's the engineer of them all, Stu.
And this isn't like some conspiracy theory where he's just dreaming this stuff up. This isn't like I'm going to write a fictional novel of some kind for entertainment purposes only.
This is this Confucius psychic guy that everything he predicts comes into reality. No, they're the engineers of this. Bill Gates, they're the engineers of this. But guess what? So when they actually have these events like the Event 201 or this event, Cyber Poly Attack, Cyber Polygon, what they're really doing is wargaming and practicing. It's a live exercise of what they're about to do to the world, what they're about to do to us. And then what they're about to do to us is going to come very soon. It's going to come in a matter of months. That's going to happen as a result of this wargaming and practicing. But guess what? There's one caveat, Stu. It won't happen unless we let it happen, unless we comply, because it does take two to tango. They know that. And unless they get our full compliance, they can't fully unleash their plan, their operation. It won't go smoothly. So we have to recognize this attack this time. We didn't see it coming with Event 201 and coronavirus. A lot of us weren't in the know, but we do know now. We know the players, we know what they're up to, and we know how their wargaming strategies come to fruition months later.
Well, I told you yesterday that I was going to use Chris Sky's coined phrase, united noncompliance, and I mean that. I think yesterday I misspoke. I think I might have said unified noncompliance. Same thing. You understand what I'm saying. United noncompliance is the big thing. And what are there, 7 billion people on the planet? I mean, imagine if 5 billion people, 2, 3, even 1 billion people said, nope, we're done. Let me just ask you a question. Are we in agreement, Deanna, that we're not doing the Delta variant? I mean, we're not doing this Lambda variant or whatever this is called either. I mean, we're just done with variants, right?
Lambda, the Lambda, the Delta, the Beta, the Alpha, I'm done. I'm done with any variant. And any person who calls themselves a patriot or a freedom fighter or an American, you need to be done with it too. Enough is enough. How much are you going to bend over and take it from these globalists who just want to F you and F you, excuse my language, but it's enough. I mean, we got to be enough with it. No masks, no vaccines, open up your damn businesses and churches. Enough is enough.
From what I understand, this virus has never been isolated. So if this virus has never been isolated, how can there be a variant? If the virus has never been isolated, how can there be a vaccine? If there is a vaccine is meant to give you immunity to something. So if you have your vaccine and I don't, why does my non-vax status mean so much to you? If you're vaccinated, it shouldn't bother you. Why are there people singing songs and grabbing banjos and getting together to do pro-vaccine infomercials on YouTube? Why are people being funded to present this propaganda to me constantly on my television screen, on billboards all over the place? When in the history of our country has any vaccine ever received so much attention in advertising? When has any virus, for that matter, needed constant around-the-clock advertising to remind you of its existence? The fact that people don't answer these questions and are ill-prepared, unprepared, or want to have a real conversation about it without just yelling and screaming or doing some stupid song and dance really bothers me, and I think it should bother you too.
It does, because look, there's also never been another test. There's a COVID test, there's the rapid COVID test, and then there's the PCR test, right? And what it shows is you got COVID or you don't, which we already know that's inaccurate too, but that's what it shows. You got COVID or you don't. There's not a new test that's come out that says you got COVID and the variant, the Delta variant or the Lambda variant or the Indian variant, right? As far as I know, there's no test that shows here's the variant that you got up. You know, it's like a pregnancy test. You either got it or you don't. So that by itself is a lie. You can't tell what variant you got. These people are lying. They're lying to us. It's all a bunch of fear porn. We are just only pawns and Klaus Schwab's and these Bill Gates, their little war game.
By the way, I've said this before, but I understand that this platform to be growing. So for those of you that are new here to the Stu Peter Show, I just want to remind you that I've said this before, but doing your research does not mean asking your doctor, trusting a guy that is in a lab coat, just giving you arbitrary information. I mean, that is not doing your research, because that doctor doesn't have any idea either. They don't know what's going on with this virus. They don't know what's inside of these vaccines. They don't know because the leaflets are blank. The inserts are blank. Pharmacists have no idea. They're just shooting this thing into people. Some of them, you know, but anybody that participates in this thing is participating in injecting poison into your body. And the questions that you need to ask yourself, you know, for doing your research, being asking your doctor, okay, well, that's fine. You tell me, well, Stu, I have a doctor that says this. Well, I have 100 doctors that say something to the contrary. So really, I mean, doing your research would be actually investigating the ingredients of the vaccine. What about informed consent? What about this guy that just emailed me from Wisconsin this morning who said that he took his child into a vax clinic at a school with no intention of getting his child vaccinated whatsoever, but only to investigate the process, recorded it. I'm going to get the recordings by email later. But these people had no answers for him whatsoever. He made up a birth date, made up an address, made up a name for his child, because obviously he doesn't want to tell them who they really are. And when they asked, what is your birth date, to the child couldn't answer the question because he didn't know what lie his dad put on this form. So he stuttered and dragged around it, but they didn't care. They didn't care that the child didn't even know his own birthday. They were ready to inject this child with this unknown substance that is causing unprecedented amount of injury and death around the country because of things like what you're talking about happening, which is being wargamed right now, which is another false flag, another psyop meant for nothing other than control and compliance. So when are people going to actually start saying to their neighbors, to their coworkers, to the teachers of their children, to their dentist, to their church congregation, wake up!
Wake up. We are just a pawn, a player in their Hunger Games, okay? That's all we are to them. But we, the difference is we can actually stop this Hunger Games from happening if we stop complying and wake the hell up.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell in your ear. There she is, firing shots. Deanna Lorraine, she joins us Monday through Friday here for Shots Fired on the Stu Peters Show. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor, but that's not all. She's also the best-selling author of the book, Taking Back America. She's intelligent. It's a great read. I'm telling you, get it. You can find it at DeannaLorraine.com. Coming up next, the financial expert that wants to tell us about another false flag, market manipulation, and how they intend on taking everything that you've ever worked for as the Stu Peters Show continues. You know, I get messages, I get DMs, I get emails all the time. People are so excited about the fact that we remain unafraid, that we stay independent, that we're not selling out, watering down the narrative, that we're not looking for billions of dollars or housing these big box advertisers on this program that are going to water down the narrative and dictate what it is that we can and can't talk about, what might be offensive, what might be the truth, not truth. Fact checkers will fact check your show and then it can be put out. No. We are going to go look for evidence and facts. We find that evidence and facts. We bring on expert guests. We talk about the truth on this platform. And we don't pay any attention to these fact checkers. We don't pay any attention to this media because there is no honest media in this country. And I don't believe that there ever has been. Another thing that people really appreciate on this program is the fact that we house independently owned, patriot and veteran owned companies as advertisers. These aren't big box billionaires, folks. These are people that want to do good for the Constitutional Republic. They want to do good for their fellow Americans. They want to do good for the love of humanity. And one of those companies is KeysToLife.shop. I'm going to tell you about them very briefly, and then you go do the research on your own. I can't do all the research for you. I can push you in the right direction, and we as a team collectively can get all of the answers. But a positive, strong impact on your immune system is something that is so important, specifically in times like today. They're unleashing all kinds of different viruses on us. So we have to keep a strong immune system. IGF-1 is the substance that's in your body that naturally promotes a positive, healthy immune system. As we get older, those levels of natural IGF-1 decrease in our body. We need to supplement them just like we do with anything else. If you take a daily vitamin, you know what I'm talking about. IGF-1 helps to promote that healthy immune system. It also promotes healthy weight loss. It promotes healthy lean muscle gain. There are sleep aids available at keystolife.shop. Keys2life.shop. It tells you all about what IGF-1 is, why the government banned this multi-million dollar company, because their products work. No more sick people means no more money for big pharma and medicine, the people that are trying to crush you and kill you today. Go to keys2life, keys2life.shop. Again, that's keys2life.shop. Go there right now. Make sure that you tell them that your friend Stu Peters sent you when you go to keys2life.shop. When I hear things like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, globalists, world cabal, Clinton, Obama, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, George Soros, Rockefeller, Rothschild. I think death to America. These are the things that they are thinking. It makes me absolutely so sick to know that we have the opportunity right now to fight this with our votes, to fight this with our voice, to fight this with unified noncompliance. I got to give credit to Chris Sky. That is a phrase that I had not heard of. It makes perfect sense. Unified noncompliance is so incredibly important right now. And we should do a door-to-door challenge, I think. When these people that Biden is sending around to do the vaccines, the forced inoculations, the have you taken your vaccine, when they do their gun survey, when they find out how many white people are living in your house, what religion you are, who you voted for, they're canvassing, they're creating a list. And I think that we should do a challenge where you guys pre-record your stunts or videos, how you're going to entertain yourself with these people as they come to your door. And then I will pick them and I will air them, kind of like our own America's Funniest Videos. We'll air them here on the Stu Peters Show, and we will just relish in the joy that we have of making these people squirm. And hopefully they will never come back. Let's send them with their tail between their legs. The psychological stress and pressure that we are dealing with, the anxiety that we're dealing with, is completely natural in today's times. As we get older, muscle pain, joint pain, ligament pain, all of those things, it takes longer for them to go away. CBD oil can help you with these things naturally and holistically. If you're already doing CBD business with somebody, then you know that. You know that CBD helps you tremendously. But if you're doing CBD business with somebody other than Verve Forever, then you have no idea where your CBD is coming from or who your money is going to, what these people are all about. But if you do business with Verve Forever at AmericaFirstOil.com, it's quite evident by the website what these people are about. And this is a veteran-owned company that sources all of their product right here in the United States. Their farm is in Colorado. I have seen pictures of it. I talk to Tim Klun, my good friend, a United States Air Force veteran, constantly. Oftentimes, I reach him. He's in Colorado at the CBD farm. Do business with Patriots. Do business with Verve Forever. Do business with America First veteran-owned companies. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Do yourself a favor. Check out their skincare products. Check out the pain creams. Check out the patches, the oils that can help you with everyday run-of-the-mill stress and anxiety. It can also help. I have heard people have given testimony after testimony. ADHD, PTSD, Parkinson's disease. I have seen all of these things, and it can make a positive difference in your life. I am a customer for life. Go to Verve Forever's product line right now at AmericaFirstOil.com. Get 50% off site-wide by using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com.